All right. Praise the Lord. I want to talk about God's hand tonight. You know, a lot of places in the Word of God talks about the hand of the Lord. Isaiah 59:1 will be the first scripture that we will read. Isaiah 59:1. I'll give you a chance to turn there. Let's see. I see some people still turning in their Bible. I see some people looking it on their device. So, okay. All right. Behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened that it cannot save, nor his ear heavy that he cannot hear. That's the New King James. The NLT says, listen, the Lord is not too weak to save you. He is not becoming deaf. He can hear you when you call. Now, the prophet Isaiah is talking to Israel here, and he's declaring that the Lord's hand is not too short to help them. But if you go on reading, the reason that they're in the problem that they're in is that they weren't living right. They had strayed away from everything, and now they're wondering why the Lord's not blessing them. But you see, they are not in the position to have his right hand to save them. And he's trying to tell them, listen, this is what you need to do. If you go on reading, he tries to tell them what to do. You know, so many times, and the Israelites did this over and over again. I don't know why. And Paul said the things that happened to them happen as examples for us. So maybe that's an example we don't need to follow. Okay? But they would get in trouble, call out to the Lord, and he would rescue them over and over again. They did that. It seems that they would only begin to remember how God had delivered their forefathers when they got in trouble. Have you ever noticed some people don't ever bother to seem to get involved in church or reading the Word until they're in a crisis, and then they come running? Oh, pray for me. Anybody know, anybody's ever seen? I know the pastor's over there raising their hand. But, you know, you would like to, and I have occasionally just been blunt with people, but most of the time I try to be a little more diplomatic. But you would like to just tell them, listen, you're your own problem. The reason God's not, you know, I had somebody say, oh, well, I pray and nothing's happening and so forth and so on. I need to tell them, hey, it's because you have taken yourself out of the position to be blessed by God. You know, if you want to be blessed and want to have the hand of the Lord reach down and touch you, you got to stay in line with the Word of God. You can't just go running helter-skelter all over here and expect to him. No, you got to stay in line. You know, when you're playing ball, there is parameters that you have to maintain. You have to maintain that if you're going to, otherwise things are not going to be real good for you. You know, as you're driving a car, you have a lane. And if there's other cars around you, you better stay in your lane or you can have trouble. Well, we're traveling with God. And the enemy is over here. He's all around us trying to destroy us. So we got to keep our focus on God. You know, I want us to keep our, to think about the hand of the Lord. The hand of the Lord. Even in when you read some of the prophets before they prophesy, it says the hand of the Lord was upon them. That's the anointing. I like to call it that anyway. That's the anointing of God coming. Today, people are looking for help everywhere. And many are looking around wondering where their help's going to come from. Some people are dealing with all kinds of situations and hardships and difficulties. Now, but that's just in general. But now let's look at the Christians. many Christians are at a quandary because they don't, they say, well, man, I'm getting all of these attacks. All this stuff is going on. What in the world is happening? Well, Jesus tried to tell us in John 16, 33, but people don't like to read that because he says, these things I have spoken to you, that in me you may have peace. Well, that's good, like that. Now he goes on to say, in the world you will have tribulation. That means trouble, trials, tests, so forth and so on. But be of good cheer, I have overcome the world. The NLT says it like this, I've told you all this so that you may have peace in me. Here on earth you will have many trials and sorrow, but take heart because I have overcome the world. Tonight, I want you to realize that God's hand is there to minister to you, to help you in every situation that you find yourself in. He's there. You know, it's time. Don't be afraid of what's going on in the world. We got all kinds of stuff going. Just pray, but believe God. But if you read the Word of God, it tells us that all of this stuff is going to happen in the last days. Anybody ever read that in there? That everything that's going on will happen in the last days. And, you know, people are always talking about yesteryear, and thank God for yesteryear, but they lived my dad and everybody, they lived in yesteryear. We're living today. So we have to live today the same way that they lived back then, by believing God. Believing God that the hand of the Lord is there with you all the time, everywhere. It's in Isaiah 41:10, it says, Isaiah 41:10, if you want to turn there, I'll wait a minute. I went sort of quick there a while ago on 16:33, so I'll slow down. All right. Isaiah 41:10, most of you know this, fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Yes, I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. See, this is not a time for us to cower down in fear and begin to question everything. This is a time for us to use our faith and say, my God will take care of me. I believe God. We have to be just like Paul was on that ship when he said, I believe God. I believe as it was told me. We have to stand up and say, I believe as it was told me. How was it told you? Right here in the Word of God, it told you that it would take care of you. In the 91st Psalm, he says, I'll bless you going out and coming in. No harm will come near you. No plague will overtake you. You either believe that or you don't. I believe it and act like it's so all the time. We get in a car to travel somewhere. That's the first thing I do is we're backing out of the garage. Just going to take a little road trip. First thing I said, we almost said it together, Lynette and I said, we thank you, Father. We claim the 91st Psalm over us as we travel. The crusade team that travels with me on the aircraft knows that's one of the things that we pray all the time. We pray every time. We thank God for the 91st Psalm and that he'll bless our going out or coming in, that no harm shall overtake us, and with long life will he satisfy us. Amen? You see, either we get a hold of these things and realize that when we begin to speak these things, it releases the hand of the Lord to minister for us. Even if we don't see what's going on. You release the hand of the Lord to minister for you, but you don't see, sometimes say, oh, well, it's not happening. You don't see what the hand of the Lord is having to rearrange and to do to cause you to be able to get to where you want to go. Hello. You see, we need to realize that we activate the Word of God with our faith. Faith is the activator. In so many instances, and I use it when I'm preaching on healing, especially Mark 5, woman with issue of blood, and in Mark 10:46 with the blind Bartimaeus, he said to the woman, he said, your faith has made you whole. Although he said power went out of him. He said when the men brought the man on the stretcher, let him down, it says that the power of the Lord was present to heal them. But only him got healed. And it says when he saw their faith. Whose faith? The man on the stretcher and the guys that brought him. You see, your faith is the activator. That healing power is present all the time, but faith is the activator. The delivering power. All the power of God is always omnipresent. But faith is the activator that causes it to come into operation. Hello. You see, God has ordained that we use our faith. You remember, we all know it. We quote it all the time. Mark 11:22-23. Have the God kind of faith. For surely I say unto you, whoever says this mountain be removed, be thou cast in the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believe those things which he says shall come to pass, he'll have whatever he says. All right? We need to realize that God is always there. The power is always there. The hand of the Lord is always there. It's up to us to activate it. Let me go a little demonstration back here. Let me go back here to this keyboard. I want to show y'all something. Here, you see, I do this on the Crusades. I've never done it here. I'm going to do it. See, there's power plugged into this little red, whatever this thing is here, keyboard, I guess it is. There is a screen here with all signs saying on. Here's a red light, red light, red light, green lights, red light, red lights, red lights, red lights, all kinds of red lights, green lights, all kinds of stuff. Okay? Now, well, it's still plugged in. The power's here. All of these lights are on. The power's here, but I'm getting no sound. Oh. There's one little switch that activates for sound. Even though the power is here, if that switch is not activated, there's no power. There's no sound. The same way I have a transmitter right here on my belt. And there's antennas around here somewhere that picks it up. I guess they're back there. I see them back. They're right back there. Now, I got a little switch right here on the top of this. To activate the sound button. That's the same with us. The power of God is always available for protection, for healing, for preservation, for our need, our financial needs. But we have to activate it, the hand of the Lord, with our faith. It's our faith that does it. You know, too many people saying, oh man, you know, what am I going to do? You know, I've been praying and nothing's happened. Oh. Well, you just negated all your prayer. You might as well save your breath. You have to stay in faith, believing God that the hand of the Lord is working for you when you don't see anything happening. Come on. I want to assure you that the hand of the Lord is working for you if you keep the switch of faith turned, activated and turned on so that the power is released. Hello. You know, your faith will move the hand of God. Now, there's many instances that we could go to, but let's go to Matthew and read this in Matthew 14. Matthew 14, begin with verse 25. Now in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went to them walking on the sea. And when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were troubled, saying, "It's a ghost," and they cried out in fear. But immediately Jesus spoke to them, saying, "Be of good cheer, it is I, do not be afraid." And Peter answered him and said, "Lord, if it's you, command me to come to you on the water." So he said, "Come." Peter came down out of the boat, walked on the water to go to Jesus. But when he saw the wind boisterous, he was afraid and began to sink and cried out, saying, "Lord, save me." And immediately Jesus stretched out his hand, caught him, and said to him, "Oh, you little faith, why did you doubt?" And when they got to the boat, the wind ceased. Now, actually, everybody wants to discount Peter here, but because he sank, but he was the only one that was brave enough to get out of the boat. Come on. And he stepped out of the boat on the word of Jesus. We step out on the word of God that we have read right here from these pages. He was doing great. He was doing fantastic until he took his eyes off Jesus and got his eyes on the circumstances around him. That's what a lot of people do. They start out well. Everything is going good. They're believing God. Oh, praise God. Woo, 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 woo. But it doesn't happen as quick as they think it should, or it doesn't begin to happen immediately, and they begin to lose their focus and start looking at all of the problems, and they're just like Peter. They begin to sink. And they holler out, and God will reach down and help them. But you see, Peter, and the secret here is, he said to him, I'm going to just paraphrase it, "When did you start doubting?" Well, you know, he said to him, "Oh, you of little faith." You could just say, in other words, when did you start doubting? He started doubting when he saw everything that was going on around him. Too many people start out believing God and quoting the word, and stuff starts going on around them, and they get their focus off of that, off of God, and onto that, and they start questioning their faith. Man, when you start believing God, there's no question. You got to continue saying, "The hand of the Lord is working. The hand of the Lord is working. I don't care what I see. I don't care what I feel. I don't care what's going on. The hand of the Lord is working for me." Come on, you there? You going home already? We got a few more minutes, and I'll let you go home. You know, Jesus did not ignore Peter's cry for help. His hand reached down and got him. If you start out and then you lose your focus like Peter did, regain your focus and say, "I'm sorry, Lord," and he will reach down and help you. God is always ready to minister to us. We are the ones that either cause the power of God to work in our behalf or cut it off. Now, a lot of people don't like to hear that because it puts a responsibility on you. But it's the truth. God has already done everything he's going to do about supplying your needs financially. He's done everything he's going to do about protecting you. He's done everything he's going to do about healing you. He's done everything he's going to do. He's already said it in his word. Now it's up to you whether it happens or not. Hello? You know, when your kids are growing up and they get to a certain age and they say, well, I'm hungry, you say, there's the kitchen. Right? How many of you know what I'm talking about? How many of you have ever had your mom say that to you? You said, Mom, I'm hungry, there's the kitchen. What did she mean? She meant, there's everything you need. If you're hungry, do something about it. Right? You see, too many times, oh, God, help me. Oh, Lord, help me. He's already done everything he's going to do to help you. He's already said, here's my word. Here it is. Now you do something. Come on now. Hello. I mean, you know, this is not real shouting stuff, but this is the stuff that'll get you through the hard place. This is the stuff that'll get you over the hump, so to speak. You know, many times, many people are like the little train. He's going up the hill, and one of them quits. The other one keeps saying, I think I can, and he gets over. You, too many people keep believing God, and they almost to the goal, and then it's, oh, I don't guess he's going to bless me. Whoom, they go all the way back down the hill. You know, I grew up down there in the Blackland in North Central Texas, and they say if you will stick to that Blackland when it's dry, it will stick to you when it's muddy, and it is it's like a gumbo. It is. Anybody from the North Central Texas around here, that old black gumbo down there, it grows good cotton, but man, when it's wet, you don't want to drive a car out in it. You'll get stuck. But I've been in cars that have got stuck and we're pushing the thing and it's throwing mud all over you and everything else. And you almost get it out and then everybody's running out of strength and somebody hollering, get something and put on the wheel. Don't let it roll back. Because we need to stop and get a rest here so we can get another push, but you can't afford to let it go slide back down. You're right back where you started from. So when you're believing God, just keep on believing God. Hey, keep on pushing. Don't stop. Peter responded by saying, Lord, help me. Let me tell you what. Peter, everybody downs him, but he had more faith than the rest of them. He at least got out of the boat. That is another subject. I better go. You know, we need to realize that when we ground ourselves in the Word of God, or in Christ, who we are in Christ, ground ourselves in Christ, ground ourselves in knowing who we are in Christ. It's like the old song, on Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. You know, in the hour of your trouble, of your trials, don't take your eyes off of what the Word of God says. Don't begin to look at what's not happening. Keep your focus on what the Word of God says. The Word says, I will take care of you. I will protect you. Hello? You either believe it or you don't. It's that simple. You say, well, hey, I grew up in a man's house. That's what he taught. He lived it. I learned to live it. That's just the way I am. And I don't have much patience for people to say, well, what about this and what about this? Not what about this. It's not what about that. It's what does the Word say? That's what my dad would say all the time. What does the Word say, son? What does the Word say? And so it was drilled into me that it doesn't matter what's happening. It doesn't matter what the circumstances are. What does the Bible say? What does God say? God said, my hand's not short. The problem is we are not standing in faith on the Word of God, and his hand can't move. until you release it, just like I did with this little transmitter right here. Oh, praise the Lord. I hope you're getting something out of this. I need to say that, Brother Bill said, I could get a better amen than that. Pastor Bill, he said that. See, it's time to recognize that great and mighty things will happen at the hand of the Lord. You see, it's time, 1 Peter 5:6, therefore humble yourself under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time. Many people don't like that last clause, due time. We are an instant society. But he's saying here, in due time. You know, you don't, have any of you started planting your garden yet? How many of you have a garden? I know several. Any of you started planting yet? Yeah. Plant tomatoes. Now you don't go out there, well, where's my tomatoes? I don't see none. I planted that seed last week. It'll be there in due time. Sometimes we have to realize that we need to keep believing God when we don't see nothing happening. I like to go back to old Daniel. He prayed and he kept praying. And it was 22 days before the messenger got there. And the messenger said, I was dispatched the minute you prayed. But see, he kept believing. He kept praying. It helped the messenger to get through. As we keep believing, you know, don't keep begging God, just keep thanking God, praising God. After you pray and ask for it, then you just continue by saying, praising God. Thank you, God, it's happening. I thank you right now that this is happening or that's happening, whatever it is, that the hand of God is moving on my behalf. Oh, hallelujah, praise God. You might not feel like it. You might not see nothing going on, but you need to say, hallelujah, praise God. The hand of the Lord is working for me. He's moving things for me. My finances are coming. I'm protected by the hand of the Lord. Come on now. Come on. You see, God did not intend for us to go through life without any help. He has promised to be with us all the time. I don't care if you feel alone. You're not alone. If you're a born again Christian, you are not alone. He is with you. So quit going by your feelings and go by what the Word says. Come on now. The hand of the Lord is victorious all the time. Psalms 118:16 in the NLT says, the strong arm of the Lord raised in triumph. The strong right arm of the Lord has done glorious things. You ever watched a boxing match or one of these, what do they call them now? Whatever you call it. The martial arts deal, you know, all that. They always raise the hand of the victor. Right? They always raise the hand of the victor. Here it says that the strong right arm of the Lord is raised in triumph. He never stops working. He is there to minister to your every need. The hand of the Lord can reach past conditions that you think are impossible. He can reach past everything, your circumstance, your situation. He can turn it around. So just keep believing. Keep saying, the hand of the Lord is working. The hand of the Lord is working for me. The hand of the Lord is not too short. It's not too weak. The hand of the Lord is as mighty today as it was in the day of the Old Testament, in the day of the New Testament. It's the same today as it was yesterday, and it'll be the same tomorrow. It's as supernatural to do the impossible as it's always been. Don't give up. The hand of the Lord is on hand to do marvelous things for you if you will believe it and receive it. Hallelujah to Jesus. Father, I thank you tonight. We just simply reminded the people of something that they already know, and that your hand is ever ready to minister to them. It's up to us whether we release that hand to minister for us. We thank you tonight for that. In Jesus' name, we believe that you are there with us at all times. Amen and amen and amen. Praise the Lord. Everybody stand up. Did you get what I'm trying to say to you tonight? Did you get a hold of that, what I was trying to say? Praise the Lord.